أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآتينا فيه هدى ونور ومصدقا لما بين يديه من التوراة وهدى وموعظة للمتقين. This ayat which we have read already, in it ulama have deduced five qualities of the Injil, that is the New Testament, the Bible, the original, the true kitab which Allah Ta'ala had revealed to Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. So the first one, the ulama have written, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلِ, or usko di humne Injil. And we had given to Isa alayhi salatu wassalam the Injil, which today is called the Bible. The first quality is fihi hudan, jisme hidayat hai, that there is hidayat in it. And this hidayat is, it explains clearly kufr and shirk from iman and submission to the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The second quality, nur, or roshni thi, and it was a kitab of guidance. It guided, it threw light on a person's path, and he could see clearly, very clearly, what is a stick and what is a snake, and you can see your road very clearly. So that was the second great quality of the Injil. The third one, وَمُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ, اور تصدیق کرتی تھی اپنے سے اگلی کتاب تورات کی. And he testified to the truthfulness of the kitab that came before it. That is the Torah, which is called the Old Testament, the Torah. And the Injil testified that that was also the original Torah from Allah Ta'ala, and it is also a kitab of Hidayat. But when Allah Ta'ala sends the next Nabi, then the previous kitabs get cancelled, and the new Nabi and his Shariat and what laws Allah had promulgated in that kitab, that has to be followed. So that was another quality which Allah Ta'ala had put in the Injil. The fourth one, وَهُدًا or Rah Batlane Wadi. Hudan came before also, and here again it comes that it was a kitab that showed them the new Shariat of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Just like, for example, a person is doing a course. He has done the first year, and now the second year is different from the first year. But it is still promoting that same first year course. And it is to reach the final year, the seventh year, sixth year, whatever it is. So you are on the same path. So this kitab, the Injil, was that kitab also that showed the path to reach the destination, to reach Allah Ta'ala. And in there is an indication also that this kitab will give information of the last and final Nabi, that is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that his Shariat then must be followed. And the fifth quality, وَمَوْعِظَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, or nasihat hi darne walon ko, and it was a kitab that was filled with nasihat, with advice. But who will take advantage and who will take benefit from that advice are those people who fear Allah, who have got taqwa in them. For example, maut is in front of all of us, but those who have got the taqwa, they are afraid of what will be happening in the qabr. And those who are like reckless, unmindful, they just carry on and they don't think about the qabr and what is going to happen in the qabr. So it is, this advice is all for those people who have got that taqwa in them. And that was the great qualities of the Injil. And in it, as Allah will explain in the ayat in front, that there was information of the greatest Nabi and the greatest guider of mankind, Hazrat Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be coming, and when he comes, then all should follow him. May Allah give us tawfiq to follow the Quran Sharif and the teachings of the Quran Sharif and prepare for our eternal life of the Akhirah, in which our life of dunya also gets made. So dunya also and akhirat gets made when we follow the teachings of the kitabs which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed. So may Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.